I get bombarded with new insights every day, and I just don't have time to record them all, you know, to document them all, to write them down, because, you know, just during the day, somebody will say something, and it'll just click. I used to write everything down, but it happens so much, it's hard to write it all down. One of the things that came to mind that I did write down is the Bible talks about the entrance of thy word brings light, you know. And if you take the word entrance and you unfold the word entrance, go to the Hebrew, the word entrance means unfold, unfolding. The unfolding of thy word brings light. That's the Hebrew word in the book of Hebrew, in the Old Testament. The entrance of thy word, the unfolding of thy word brings light. So, the unfolding and the entrance are not contradictory. Somebody might say, well, it means entrance. King James says entrance, it means entrance. Yeah, it means entrance, but it also means unfolding. It can mean two things at one time. See, that's the problem with people who are trying to interpret at a deeper level, but they don't understand that it can mean two things at one time. The entrance of thy word, for the word to enter into your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your understanding, you have to unfold it. If I say, well, there's a cat. Well, what is a cat? You have to unfold it. It has two legs, it has a tail, it doesn't meow. It's not a lion, it's not a bobcat, it's a cat. It's a certain size, you have to unfold it. You have to unfold different attributes, different aspects of the cat. So for it to enter into your mind and your understanding, you have to unfold it. The entrance of thy word brings light. The unfolding of thy word brings light. So somebody who's legalistic says, well, the King James says entrance. Well, what does the word entrance mean? An understanding, a receiving, an accepting. So if you don't understand how a cat is not a bobcat, or a cat is not a lion, or a cat is not a dog, then it's not going to enter in to your understanding. You can't unfold it. So the more you unfold words, the more you unfold the truth, the more you rightly divide the word of truth and unfold it and put it in the right dispensation and age and understand the whole pie. The more you unfold and grasp and taste and eat and chew the cud of the whole pie instead of just pieces of the pie, the more understanding you get, the more light you get. I'm speaking stuff that the preachers are not going to say to you because they just haven't. I don't know why they don't explain it. It's so simple. It's so easy though. The unfolding of thy word brings light. So if you got to rightly divide the word of truth and you got to understand it, then it should make common sense that the word unfolding, if the Hebrew says the word entrance and the word unfolding are related, they're cousins, they're connected. Everything in the language is connected. Every word is connected. How is it connected? Through the logos. As you unfold the word logos, you get all other words. Lo and behold, G, the operating system, Golgotha, L-O-G-O-S. The computer language is connected. The movies, the media, the songs, the music, it's all connected because you can't think outside of God and His script. The sine wave, the sin wave, the up and down, the drama, the Draco Ma system is all part of the flesh mind, but it's all a part of the whole script because you've got the flesh versus the spirit. You got Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner. It's happening all the time. The Jezebel spirit, the legalist, the Delilah, the narcissist, the sociopath, psychopath, they're all the flesh mind. The epitome of the flesh mind is playing out in these people on earth in 3D. And so the spirit mind is outside of 3D. What is the spirit mind? Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. What is the AI flesh mind? Nothing but fighting and arguing amongst yourself, comparing yourself with one another. Instead of setting your affections above, you're setting your affections on things below. So when you set your affections on things below, what are you in? You're in nothing but a time loop. You're in a repeat cycle time loop. And when you're talking to the average person, they're in the loop. I mean, this place is so boring to me, it's not even funny. The only thing that's really worth anything is unfolding the word, which everything is a derivative from the word. God controls the languages. So unfold the words and unfold the word, the Bible, as your the Bible's your litmus test. So when you unfold words and concepts and ideas, it has to line up with the scripture. Somebody says, well, what's quantum physics? Jesus is quantum physics. What's dark matter? It's in 1 John chapter 1. What holds it all together? Jesus. Let's see if I can pull up 1 John chapter 1 while I'm on the recording. Let's see if what happens here. All these ads show up on this thing here. Let's see if it'll pull it up. You have to use the Bible to understand anything. I don't care if it's science or not. Calculus. What is calculus? Integral calculus. Integrating the parts back together. How's that apply spiritually? God sent his son to integrate the body of Christ back to him. Back together. First John, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness of it. In other words, they're birthing it out down here as a witness. And the word witness goes back to testimony, which goes back to testes or testicles, two witnesses. Let everything be established by two witnesses. And so the marriage union has two witnesses, you know. And show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That eternal life which was with the Father and manifested to us. So it manifests down here. So the spirit realm manifested into the natural realm. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So, see, they'll take that verse and flip that whole chapter and flip it upside down. But do you see the dark matter? Gravity. What's gravity? The grave. It's the same word as grave. What's happening here? Sin. Everything's being pulled down by sin. Gravity. 6 foot under. Six is F. Man's number. 6 foot under. 666. So you're buried 6 foot under because F is man's number. The number six is man's number. So here's what's happening. How can the dark, sinful creatures understand dark? They are the dark. They can't even see themselves. They can't even see their own sin unless Jesus lights the world and lights the heart and the mind and shows you that you're a sinner because they're in darkness. I thought I was saved till I was like 24, and then I got saved after college. But I thought I was saved the whole time, but I wasn't. I believed on Jesus, but I wasn't born again. I got born again. And so the darkness does not comprehend the light. They're trying to figure out what dark matter is. You got light and you got dark. If the system's trying to unfold in on itself, sin brings death, right? And it unfolds on itself. More death, more sin, more rebellion. It just keeps growing, you know. There's all these lights out there in the out there when you look out at the sky. There's lights, but there's darkness out there too. But you see these glimmer of lights. Why do you think they call them movie stars? The stars, S-T, airs, A-R is air, S-T, snake on the cross. It's a 3D story, and it's written in the heavens. Jesus is the light. He split space-time, came down here. He split space-time, came down here, and brought light into the world, but men love darkness more than light. See, this is why it's a death cult. They love the darkness. They don't love the light. They love the darkness. And they'd rather live in darkness. They'd rather have their conversation in darkness. And see, the word conversation, back to what I was saying about a word can mean two things. The word conversation even is in the King James, and the word conversation, to understand it, you have to look it up. And the word conversation means your behavior and your language. And so your behavior and your language is connected. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your doctrine determines your behavior. Your belief system determines your behavior. That's why you can see a goat a mile away, because their doctrine determines their behavior. Their rebellion determines their behavior. Their rebellious heart determines their behavior. Their rebellious spirit will manifest in their behavior, out of their words, their actions, their conversation. Back to the beginning, the entrance of thy word brings life. So that tells you that people say, well, I never was a sinner. Well, the Bible says you have no darkness unless you receive the word. Unless the word takes root, a conception. Until there's a conception in your heart with the word, you can't see the light. You can't see the truth. You can't hear those speaking truth. You can't understand spiritual truth. If you talk about Babylon, you talk about the Jezebel spirit, you talk about the flesh mind, they don't hear you. The witches can't hear you. The warlocks can't hear you. The gematria people can't hear you. the Gnostics can't hear you, especially the Gnostics. The Gnostics are just like, they remind me of atheists because they logically go down to the root, but they can use logic and see that we're in a simulation, but they can't see that God is running this thing. The Gnostics blow your mind. They got a lot of truth, but it's not truth according to God's truth. But it's actually, they can just look at the universe and that decode some truth, but it's not, they leave God out of the equation. But back to what I'm saying, you see the night and the day. You see the evening and the morning. You see Eve and A.M. Eve is evening. A.M. is Adam. A.D. is toward Adam. You see Eve and Adam. You see the yin and the yang. You see the up and down, left and right. You see the night and the day. Adam is A.M. and Eve. Evening. The flesh versus the spirit. Eve believed the lies of the devil. Adam was not in the deception, but he went down with the ship, his hip. There's the S, the integration sign. Eve is the side of Adam, and their name was called Adam. The two became one because she came from Adam and went back. So the two are one, which is a type and shadow of the body of Christ going back to God through Jesus, who's the head of the body. Hid in Christ, in God, and Christ in you, Colossians 1:27. So you're in Christ, Christ is in you, Christ is in God, you're in God. God made you in His image. You're a copy of God. If you're born again, you're sons of God, daughters of God. You are born from above, not below. Those who are below have no understanding of what you're talking about because they're spiritually discerned, spiritually blind, spiritually bankrupt, and they can't even hear you. And all they care about, even though you can show them, hey, the red versus blue. There's a Super Bowl every year. There's Christmas every year. There's Thanksgiving every year. There's holidays. There's birthdays. It's just a repeat cycle. It's happening over and over and over. Wake up. It's right in front of you. The same stuff's happening in front of you. The wars and the rumors of wars. It's happening over and over. The sun comes up every day. You're in a simulation. So what does it mean? The cycle simulation is happening. The seasons, winter, fall, spring, summer, it just keeps happening. Why? Because it's a cycle. Why does the cycle just keep happening? Over the financial crisis, the stock market, it just cycles. Why? Because a cycle is a birthing. And so the outside never changes down here. It's so boring, it ain't even funny. So what changes? The inside. The outside cycle is to birth you from the new state to the new state, from glory to glory to glory to glory. And so that's the exciting part, renewing your inner man, your inner person, your inner mind, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's the exciting part because there's new insights all the time. And that's what I'm saying. When you get into that mode of thinking, nothing is boring because everything is an object lesson to teach you a lesson about your inner, because the outside stays the same. It's the same old, in Spanish, lo mismo, it's the same stuff happening over and over and over and over and over and over. But the new stuff is the inside. But you'll walk away from this, not think about it. You'll hear it, there'll be a little bit of light, and you'll think about it. And then you'll go about your business, doing your routine, and you'll get back into the Draco Ma drama cycle repeat. And you'll get all upset and mad about something and realize it's a birth and forgot that it's even that everything is happening to birth you. There's nothing new. And once you face off with enough people, it doesn't matter if it's a narcissist, Jezebel, it doesn't matter if it's a legalist, a religious but lost, they speak the same talk. They speak the same speak because they are the same demonic spirit, routine, AI, clone, flesh, mind, repeating over and over, for it's just a different person, but it's the same clone speaking. It's the same false doctrine from the radio, the TV, the music, the media, the Hollywood. It's the same false teachings of the world, the flesh, and prior life. So it doesn't matter who it is. You've seen them before, and you can face off with them because you have the truth and they don't. You have the power, they don't have the power. So don't forget about the cycle as you go about your day. There's nothing new. You've already faced the battle before. Even in your childhood, you faced off with these kind of people. It's just happening over and over. You can win because you've already seen it 1,000 times.